coach just kind of let one get away down the stretch here today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Ashton, I thought pitched great. You know, he had held them in check and all those innings, and then you know, then they that one the kid, the third baseman that they had, and he played like he was a stud defensively the other night, and then now tonight he had that big home run, and you know, and Ashton was getting up there in pitches when we were, you know, a young kid like that threw, I think he was at about 80, so that was probably about as much as he wanted to go, and then you know, Jeffrey came in and I thought pitched well too. It's just a matter of, you know, we only got three hits, and we hit the ball hard at times, and they made some good plays, and you know, that's what happens. But you know, we just got to make things happen for ourselves, and you know, go on from here.
Eli continues to swing a hot bat. I mean, have you had a guy in a home run streak like this ever in your time?
No, and we haven't had any hitters like Eli in a long time. So I mean, he's, you know, he's capable, and he has the right approach. Where in like Saturday, where he was, you know, wasn't trying to do too much, and I think tonight, you know, he got that inside pitch and jumped on. But he's so powerful, and you know, and that's what he can do. He's that's why he's got a D1 scholarship.
You know, days like this, I mean, is it kind of weird? Because I mean, you didn't win all day today, not knowing if you're going to play. I mean, is that kind of weird? The mentality of getting out of the baseball field when the conditions aren't great, and you're not quite sure actually going to have a game or not?
Well, a little bit. I mean, the other day it's like we switched the game day, so I think, you know, our players were ready to go on. You know, for us, you know, we have got a huge week next week, and you know, that probably wasn't a bad thing. I know they wanted to play today, and you know, we got the field ready, and so I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think, you know, it wasn't the most ideal weather they're playing, but same thing for them as we had. So you know, it is what it is, and you know, now we got the long weekend and to get ready for next week.
Reedsburg on Monday, coach, a game on Daily Dodge TV. Just what do you know about the other Beavers?
Well, they're always solid, and we were talking to the kids too. You know, they lost their big stud hitter, that Alonzo kid from last year, but I know his younger brother is a very good hitter. He's a lefty, and Reedsburg is always, you know, they always play us tough, and they always play fundamental, and they, you know, they're nothing flashy, but they've got a good team. And then you got Wanakee coming to town, and then you got Monona Grove. So we told the kids, you know, can't feel sorry for yourself, because next week, you know, it's a big week, and we can get right back in it.
Coach, did your wife or your kids get anything for your birthday?
Not yet. She's got cookies over right now, and I think we're opening up presents tonight, so we'll see. Hopefully, maybe she's got a couple wins in the present for me or something. I don't know.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you.